do this? That's why I emailed you. Because you're the one who's done it in the past. I don't really want to say that.
I'm fine.
Grab my wine stain on them. Don't know where to get that to. I thought it was the one in Nebraska, so I emailed him, and then he basically emailed Reverend Weinstein asking him who should be in charge of it. Reverend Weinstein wrote back, "Aren't you usually in charge?"
Mm-hmm.
So, I was right.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's get started. I'm very excited today. Shmugga stuff. We'll see a little bit later. Okay. Yes. Starting with Mishnah Berurah. Siman Tav Ayin Aleph. Sif Aleph. So Be'erav Pesach Achar Shoa Siris. Osir lechol pas. Let me unmute you, Yechmiel. Where are you? Unmute you. 1 second, Rabbi Saltz, you're still muted. Unmute. I don't know, I can't get unmuted. Second. You. You're stuck muted, Yerachmiel. Are you muting yourself? Yerachmiel, I have you. Here, there we go. I'm not. There. Wait.
I just keep it muted because there's a lot of background noise. But
oh, whatever you want.
Yeah, I'll jump in if I have a question.
Yeah, whatever you want.
It'll be very distracting.
You're good. Whatever you want. Shalom. Okay. Fine. Also, like a pass, Misho, a series, a you're not allowed to eat bread. We'll see which bread we're talking about. After Shah's series on Er Pesach, so you'll eat matzah teofan. Avoichel me'at peris or yerokos. You can eat a little bit of vegetables or fruit. Avalo yimali kreis me'am. You shouldn't still, even from that, you shouldn't fill up. Says the Rama, im hu istinis. So that we said earlier, we said at the end of Sif Bey's previous simon that Istinus, sorry, we said Sif Gimel in the previous simon that Istinus should fast in her Pesach. So everything's usher in anything at that time. But Yain Ma'at Lo Yishte, you shouldn't drink a little bit of wine. Mishum Demisid Soit, a little bit of wine fills someone up. Avaim Ratza Lishte Yain Harbe Shais, if you want to drink a lot of wine, that's fine. Because that's the opposite. Drinking a little bit of wine fills you up. Drinking a lot of wine. Drinking a lot of wine gets you hungry. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Lechopas. Which pas is this that you cannot eat after Shah series? Says Mr. Berurah. Hainu afilo matzas ashira. Meaning even matzah shira, kilo common sif beis. What's he mean to say? That hare, what's not matzah shira, you anyway can't eat now, because he said in order to eat matzah, you're not allowed to eat any matzah. You're not allowed to eat any matzah that you're yotze with a mitzvah matzah on Erev Pesach from the morning already. Mikra din, the people have minig we saw before. Not to eat matzah even from before that day, even from Rosh Chodesh, even from 30 days before. So, yeah, we'll see that now. Again, we'll see that now. But at least on Erev Pesach you can. So the matzah, you can't, it's not, we're saying you cannot eat but for Shah series, just so you don't become full and not be able to eat matzah te'ovain, that's matzah shir, which anyway you otherwise would be allowed to eat. Because it's you're otherwise be allowed to eat because it's you're not yotze mitzvahs matzah with it. So there's Mr. Bruin Sifkot and Bays Mishah series. Hainam Tchilas Shah Revius Achar Chatzay Sayyid. from the beginning, from 3 hours after Chatzais, the beginning of the fourth hour after Chatzais. And the Shor HaTzion says, according to the Ran, Shemachmer even from Chatzais. And that the Ramah brings that later on in Hilchos Sukkah, not to eat from Chatzais on Erev Sukkos, so you should eat the Teyavain in the Sukkah. Fine. So that's a machlokes amoraim, machlokes achrinim later on, whether we pass like the Ran or not, to be machmir from chatzais already, not to eat bread on erev yom tiv. Here, the mechaber says him and the shah series and the Ramah doesn't mention from chatzais. Says Mishabur continues. Even if you started to eat b'isser from after the Shas Isser, after the Shas series, you have to stop because you started b'isser. You weren't allowed to even start eating. So if you were allowed to start eating, then you can continue to eat. But if you weren't allowed to start eating, then you must stop. Mat Paris, Hu Hadin, Bosa Bedagim, Beitz Mekagavna, Avam Mechamesh, the minim, Shemavushon, and May Paris, Asa Desai. So you not only can eat mat, you can eat Paris, you can even eat a little bit of bread or fish or eggs, as long as it's not a lot of that. And only Chamesh, the minim, that, which cooked in May Paris, I know that it would be Atashira. That is Aser, because it's like, oh, Yerokos, Ben Chai Ben Mevushal. You eat Yerokos either raw or cooked. Yeah. So Istanis said the Ramah, Afilo Oichel Ma'at is Aser. Hakol Aser. Says Mr. Barosov and Hey, Ukamoy Leel, Besimin, Tough Ayan Sefiyama. Like we said, there it says Isnis has to fast on Erev Pesach. Elasha Isnis Dasam, who are feeling Yechel Abaykir, Lo Yuchel Lechel, Balaylat Ledevan. There it says Isnis has to fast the whole day. So it's even that Isnis there, we're talking about someone who, if he would eat even in the morning, he won't be able to eat at night Ledevan. Here it's just saying that this Isnis must be machmir in what he may eat, that he may not eat after the Shas series things which others may eat. So there's different madrigas of istinus. Each one, lefima shehu, how much if he would eat, wouldn't be able to eat l'teavon at night. The one who, if he would eat even in the morning, won't be able to eat l'teavon at night, is mentioned in Siv Gimel. In the previous simon, that he must fast the whole Erev Pesach in order to eat l'teavon. And here we're saying that the one who, if he eats in the morning, he'll be able to eat l'teavon at night. He may eat in the morning, but if he eats after the Shas series anything, he won't be able to eat l'teavon at night. So then he must not eat after Shas series even things which others may eat. He must fast from Shas series. So the main point of both these things is just that one must ensure they can eat l'teavon at night, and each one according to what he, if he were to eat, wouldn't be able to eat l'teavon, he must refrain from. Fine. The yain, so the mechaber is mechalek, be the Gemara, that a little bit of wine one must not drink after Shas series, because it's sight, it fills one up, but a lot of wine one may drink after the Shas series, because either of that makes one hungry. Shunamisid soid, a little bit of wine is soid. Mistabed bapachas mikois, agaponim, me raiv kois, loy soid vashari. So it's only soid, the Mishnah Berurah says it's mistabed that's only soid from one cup or at least most of a cup. Less than that is just a taste of wine, less than one cup or less than a most of a cup. That is permissible even after the Shas series. And what's the yayin harbe then, which is mutter which is mutter because it's goyer tayrus hamichel. It causes one to be more hungry. That the Mishnah Berurah says yain harbes in Sukkot Zayin u'shtei koses shorvius ayruboy yesh laksho harbe v'shari. That yain harbe. So even though the Sharetzion says zein bor, the Sharetzion says Sukkot Zayin. So, since it's not clear what the Yain Harbe is, he's Mekel Nashir Yain Harbe because the Torah is even more Mekel than that. But Lakapana, it comes out La Halacha that less than one cup or less than a rov of a cup for sure, one may drink of wine after Shah series. From two cups is already Yain Harbe. So, the only thing one must not drink after Shah series is more than Rav or one whole cup and less than two cups. So it's only that a little amount, which is Usar, according to Mishnah Berurah. Gorer v'chulei, says Mishnah Berurah, Mikol mokom yish lo yish de kokach ad shihei sever. Even though, yeah, there's a third level here, which is that Echanami, a little bit of wine is misetzoid, and then you won't be able to eat l'teofan. More than that was Gerber Tavis Amaychal, makes you more hungry. And that you may drink. But a lot of wine, that's even Savea. So I guess Misitsoid is not is something else. That's Savea. Kivale Kalka Tavis Amaychal. But Gam Yuchal Lishtakir, Vizbalta Mitzvah Laila. Also, you can become drunken, and as the Shartin says, poshet, and therefore you won't be able to fulfill it with the mitzvahs at night if you get drunk on Erev Pesach.
The difference between Sa'id and Saveya.
Yeah, so what's between Sa'id and Saveya? I'm not really who's sure what these two levels are. But Akapana comes out that, as we said, less than one cup, one may drink. More than two cups, one may not drink. Between one and two, more than two cups, one may drink. Between one and two, one may not drink. And then there's a level beyond that, which doesn't say what that is, which one may not drink. Fine. I just had to tell you because it's really bothering me. This background behind me.
Yeah.
Is for some reason it's flipped backwards. Really, if you're looking from the Marin Headlands, which is here behind my shoulder, then if you'd be looking over the Golden Gate Bridge, that would actually be
back.
That would be side. East over my over here would be east, and that would be west. But you're looking over here, right there, over my right shoulder, over my shoulder there. That's the Bay Bridge. That should be over there, and you shouldn't see. It's all flipped. They messed that up. My parents' house is right. One second. It's ruining. Mm-hmm. I'm losing it. Whatever. See Sutra Tower there?
Yeah.
Sutra Tower there is like right over there. I'm not getting the point for some reason. Why can't I point it? I'm not sure why. There. That tower there? Yeah. My parents' house is right there. Okay. So anyways, there you go. Anyways, but this is flipped backwards. I'm doing this because my wife doesn't like you to see my bedroom, and I didn't want to take my computer out somewhere else. Anyways, okay. That was bothering me, so I'm telling you that. This picture is backwards. Sif Bey. Let's see. Sif Bey's. Let's do that rather than be a little. What time is it? No, let's see Biolacha first. Biolacha. Yain Ma'at. Kasa tour kasa the bain ma'at bain harbe mutter. The tour says you can drink any amount of wine. He doesn't paskin that you have to not drink drink a lot of wine. Elisha beis Yosef hiksha elav misugi de brachas daf lamet hay. Lachi sasim de loiket vav alakadasa teisvis ve'am mordechai ve'chein dasa rekeach. Fine, it says Machlokes Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch, the series asks on the tour, passing like the other the Rishonim, that you're not allowed to drink Ma'ad Yain. I am a base mayor, Shagasa de Sosmeir, Riff, Rambam, Rosh Mashmid is Svirlo Gedasatur. That they hold, these other Shannon hold like a tour that are Mako. Came to Tasi Lemaharam Halava. Shtia Shari Afilo Tuva Nami. Kosha came to Gari Libe, the Ochamata Teavain. Adkan Shaynim. Came Mashmid, Rasim Savashba. It's being several Shaynim or Mashmid, they hold like a tour that everything, any amount of wine is Mata. Shtia Yan Shakas Achila. Kamina and Rava. Have Shose Hamra. The Gari Libe. Adkan Shaynim. Ivra. The Menachanan to drink a little bit of wine, like the Shulchan Aruch. Muchach to keep him bezel. The Sugya Brachos Anal. So he finds it's a steer in the Menachanan. But because Ritz Gios, Acha Shehevi Hadar of Sheishes Shis Ane. So Ritz Gia says there at the end of the Gemara, Hilkach Linkoit, Kol Chad Vechad Kedaite, Bein Bishtia, Bein Betainis, Bein Bishadvorim, Akan Lashane. What does it mean, Linkoit, each one should do Kedaite, what he wants? Kein Mistava, unless he means what's his nature, I think. Chay means according to his nature. Kein Mistava, Shatolu, I call Lefi Tavo, he said, exactly. The feed the tevel, like we said, of each person. The fima shehu margish benafshei davar shigar liba l'tayves amaychal al hafech. The Bialocha comes out according to the Ritzgiyos that one should each should know what things cause me more hungry, what things cause me less hungry, and make sure he's hungry for the seder. But the Shulchan Aruch Kaponim is saysim that one must not drink a little bit of wine. Only one may drink more wine. And the Mishnah Berurah is mitzaref the tour who's meikel. To drink any amount of wine, at least we make about the shear of how much is harbe, which is motor. Fine. Okay. So if you want to taste your wines to figure out your dalat krisos and your pesach after shalat duris, if you drink a little bit, you'll be fine l'kuliyam. Now let's go to sit base. The kedem shalat duris motor lechem matzah shira. Now again, we were talking before about matzah shira. The matzah shira, you're not allowed to eat after the Shah series, after 3 halachic hours after chatzais. So approximately after 3 p.m., you may not eat matzah shira. But before then, you may eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach. Ava matzah, says the Haggah, says the Rama, Ava matzah sheyitzin ba balayla asurim lechol, kol yoim arba'asar, yeah, but any matzah that you would be yoytz the mitzah. Any matzah shmura that you would be yoytz with, not matzah shira, but matzah lechem ayni that you'd be yoytz with. Then you may not eat the whole yom arba'asar, and that's make a din of gemara, right? The katan says there well, she'enu yodea mash mesapim balayla mitzias mitzrayim. Mutter lahachila, but a child who doesn't understand the sipitzis of time, one may feed him matzah ner pesach. Yesh nehagim shaloi lecho chazeres. There are those who don't even eat chazeres anymore and ner pesach. The lechamor l'teyavan kain kayoim b'yoim region of pesach. Also, on the first day of pesach, and not before, not ner pesach before the first seder. But on the day of after on the next morning before the second seder in Chutz La'aretz, chen b'yom rishon shel Pesach kadei la'ochlei b'leil shemel l'teyavan. V'chein nehagim k'tzas l'mat b'achilas matzah. Also, they don't eat very much. Also, the minute is minig not to eat much matzah the first day of Yom Tov. B'yom rishon mehay taima. V'yesh machmirin oid shaloi lechol peiros. Also not to eat a lot of fruit, so you eat chareis l'tevan, which is interesting because our minig is we want to eat chareis, we just dip in chareis.
Well, can I ask a question? Right, just stop you for a second. The gabi yeah. Chareis, is it mutter to eat chareis on Seder night after the whole mitzvah thing, like after you've done it?
Yeah, we come from a place where people ate a lot of chareis, right?
Can you like layer it, like a big, thick, huge like layer on top of the matzah? Right.
I don't see why not. We just the reason we don't eat chareis. We'll get to the chareis. The reason we shake it off the Morar is because of we'll see why that is in later. You see on it. I don't see what reason I'm not. We'll see what we get there. I'm pretty sure there's no reason not to eat later. Yesh machmirin. Yeah, my family, they have like five charesis. Charesis like that, my parents. They dare say that's like half a meal. Moroccan charesis and this charesis. Fine. Yeah, so those didn't eat peiros to eat charesis to eat, which is interesting. But ain't lachish lemenegahu. Fine. Veish machmirin shalai lefarer oilishboyer amatzois. Those who even machmir not to make matzah meal on Erev Pesach because you might lest you come to eat matzah. Ve'en lachush gam bazeh. It's anyway only a minig not to eat Erev Pesach. Matzah shenefe ketikna va'achak nispara v'nilush v'in v'shayim v'shem. And if you have matzah with which you could be yetzeh, not matzah shira, matzah with which you could be yetzeh mitzvah's matzah, and then you ground it into matzah meal and you mix it with wine or an oil. And in the Kritz matzah shira, that doesn't become matzah shira. Matzah shira we saw before is only when you, if it was needed with the meperis, but not if the matzah that was already baked is mixed with meperis. So that you would be, you wouldn't, that you cannot eat on Erev Pesach. Back in Mishnah Berurah, Seif Katin Tes. The koydim shah series. Achinim yedea shimashich sedosai b'seich shah series. If you're allowed, we said to eat matzah shira before shah series. But and we said before that if you start to eat matzah shira after the shah series, so then you must stop right away. But what if because you started b'iser? But what if you're going to start b'heter before the shah series? 2:30 in the afternoon, you can sit down and have a bit of matzah shira, but you know you won't be done before 3:00, before the shah says. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lo yascha, you shouldn't start to eat at a time when you'll continue in the shah. Is there lechol afilu kredim, not matzah shira, to eat, matzah shira, sorry. You shouldn't start to eat matzah shira before the shah series. If you know you'll finish, you'll continue after it. So he said matzah shira. What's matzah shira? Means it's kneaded with non-water, a non-water liquid. You're allowed to eat it because you're not yitzim, it's matzah night. So it's not kaboyla resosai, beveis chomav. Like we saw before. As long as, even if it's mixed with water and meperis, as long as you taste the meperis, it has been matzah shira. In Cain, then you have Pesach, mutter ba'achila, tahave gam Cain, matzah shira. Ayin sham, therefore you can eat it in Erev Pesach, it's matzah shira, even if it has some water and some meperis. Ayin sham b'simin dal b'hagah, the medina say la'in dargim lalush meperis. We don't make minig in Ashkenaz not to make any matzah shira. So you won't have this eight to eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach at all. So you're stuck eating even from the morning, well, from chatzaysak upon him, once it's a shas, it's a matzah, it's a chametz, you'll have to only eat other things besides bread of all kinds. Why you're not allowed to eat matzah that you are yotze matzah lechem oini that you yotze mitzvah matzah with? You're not allowed to eat it all on Erev Pesach. The reason is it's a rabbanon that there should be a heker for your achila at night that it's l'shem mitzvah. And it says here that the Prima Gemara says even less than a kazai is asr to eat. Fine. And that's asr kol yom yadalad. Hainu b'yam ha'shachar. From yam ha'shachar it's already asr to eat matzah. V'yish nahagim shalei lechol matzah. Mirish chedesh already. That those who asr who don't eat matzah. Chas v'achrim de matzah nefucha ikfula. Yeah, which we afshem achmirim bo lachash v'chametz. Right? We don't eat matzahs which are kfula nefucha. It's only a chumra. It's not, for example, it's not chametz shavuot on Pesach. If you have it on Pesach, you just can't eat it, and therefore one may not eat it because of this isur rabbanan, even from on a shachar matzah nefucha ukfula. So the Mishnah of the Ramah says, though, that a katan she ain't idea, masha mesapir malayla mitziz mitzrayim mutalach lachil. However, a child who doesn't understand the sipitziz mitzrayim, one may feed the matzah on Pesach. Says Mishnah Berurah, aval im yesh boi das lahavin. He has das to understand the sipur, ain't lachil matzah. Why? Did Hashem migadet labincha lemer bavur zeh? Leimarti al b'shosh matzah mor menachem lefanach. Right? I'm going to say it like we'll say in the Haggadah. Both a son and a daughter, one is a mitzvah of Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim too. And since you have to say the Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim on the matzah, and you're going to say Bavur Zeh, and then if he already has been eating matzah, you can't. It's not shy to say Bavur Zeh. I'm never really 100% sure why that is. There's still the sipur on the matzah, and you're going to eat the matzah now. So what does it matter if you ate some already? I never understood the translation. Mutal achila kol hayoyim. Yeah, you can feed them the whole day matzah. Fine, we'll stop there. And tomorrow, can we eat matzah ball? Can you eat a matzah ball? So we said before that you cannot eat matzah, which is in Sifkan Yud, matzah, which is ground up and kneaded with something else. But you're saying if it's cooked, though, once it's cooked, you're not yetzer with it anymore. Yes, you may. And my proof is that that's a tzior that the Mishnah Berurah brings. It's an Eitzah, what to eat for Shal Shudis on Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shavas. Because you're not Eitzah, because it's cooked. That's wherever that simon is. I don't remember where that is. That is before Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to eat Knedlach Shal Shudis on Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shavas. Yes, Tali. Yes. Next time, mask.
You can 100% eat a matzah ball. So I can have a cake also made with matzah meal, with ground matzah meal, same din.
Okay. There's a mafurish from Mishnah Berurah, I don't remember exactly what it is, where he speaks about what to eat on Shalosh Shudis on Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. And he says to eat knedlach. What? Because you're not yitzeh.
That is Rav Shimon Eider. And his
safer. Yeah, it's Mishra. Because you're not Yetzim, it's the matzah of it. Where is it? I don't remember where it is. Mishra. Sorry. We saw it a while ago. I can't find it right now.
Okay, let us know tomorrow. Mishra,
we'll yeah, let's go on. I don't remember where it is. Okay. Now, do I have to open that screen? Yeah, I'll do that again. Why not? Let's get that screen again. Here we are. There we are. Okay. You don't get to see my beautiful face anymore. There we go. How do I move that? There we go. Yes. Now we're holding a Tiferes Yisrael. Perek Chaf Hei. In Dibur Maskil Omnam Mimitzvah Sphere. So again, we said last night we explained why the Torah is given B'chodesh HaShlishi. So we said that Chazal say in the Medrash that Eis the Darsh Naposik Lekol Zman VeEis Lekol Chivetz Tachas HaShemayim. And there's a specific time for all these fundamental things that happen in the world. And the time of Matan Torah is in Chodesh HaShlishi. We said two reasons. One, Mitzad, it's being the third month. And then we explained what the idea of the third is. And the other, Mitzad, being a separate time from when they were in Mitzrayim, being 3 months from then. Not because it's the third month, but because it's not because it's the third month of the year, but rather because it's not in the same 3 months to some degree that from when they went out of Mitzrayim. So now the moral continues that Omnam, however, Mitzvah Sfira, Mitzvah Sfira Nira Shalai Haya Efshar Lehinasein Hatera Ad Oisahayat. However, he says that from the Mitzvah Sfira, it seems that the Torah couldn't have been given until that day. Meaning not just that Be'etzem it could have been given earlier, but it wasn't fitting to give because it shouldn't be in the same time as when they're Mitzrayim. Or just that it was fitting specifically to be given in the third month in Sivan. But that it couldn't have been given until this period of time, these 50 days passed from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Vizet, Shekashu Yatsim Mitzrayim, when they went to Mitzrayim, Hayu Yisrael Kamotinoik Hayoitzim Me'ei Imoi. It was like the Klal Yisrael were like a newborn infant. Shanayla Begufa, it was born in its body. Like we said in Gros Hashem, that the Klal Yisrael were an extra of a part of Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim was like they were like in a womb, and they had a process of birth, as the Navi says. The Navi compares it to a birth process. The process is of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Kamoish is bar b'chibur Gros Hashem Barichos. Ayin shal. Ve'ein ha-seichel mishtatef u'mischaber im aguf. Now they were born into a goof. And the seichel, yeah, I mean, born into a goof, meaning like it says here, is that they're born in a madrega of goof. Not just they're born to a new goof, but they're born as they were born out of Mitzrayim, which were Mitzrayim were a bechina of choymer, like we said in Gurus Hashem, and they're born in a madrega of goof. They're born as they're now a goof, but they don't yet have a seichel. They're born and Torah is davar sechli. Ve'en the seichel mishtatef mischaber im aguf, raku nivdal min aguf. The seichel is something which is separate from the goof. It's not something which is intertwined with the goof, essentially. Mafikach tzarech ha-sfira ad chamishim. That's why you have to do the sfira until the 50th day. Ki oz bohu l'madrigas ha-Torah. Shehi seichel nevdol. The Maral says many times that the Torah is a madrega of a seichel which is nivdol. I know, not a seichel which is mischab with the goof, like seichel of chochmas umais, of other chochmas besides chochmas Torah, which is seichel which is rooted in physicality, but a seichel which is separate from physicality. So that madrega is madrega of chamishim. And therefore, why is Midrash Chamishim? Because, as he's going to say now, okay, Torah, he mishar Chamishim. Shehu nivdol min ha'adam. So what does it mean that Shar Chamishim is nivdol min ha'adam? So we know that the 49 is seven times seven, right? Like we see the Shavah Shavuos. And therefore the Chamishim is something which is separate from the full expansion of physicality of the seven times seven of the physical world. The figure of Mr. Chamishim Royal Maila Nivdalas Asichlis. That's why 50 is specifically a number which is fitting for something which is totally separate from the physical world.
Okay, like the eighth day. Sorry, the seventh. It's like the eighth day.
Exactly. Same idea. Kimispazeh Shu Chamishim Nivdal Min Hamispar Hakodem. So what does it mean? It's separate from the previous number. Every number is separate from previous numbers. It means that the 49 is this shlemus of the physical world. And here we're talking about of the goof. And the 50 is something separate from the 49. The royal kabbal oz the Torah sechli is shu nivdal min agruf. That's why it's a fitting time to accept the Torah. B'davar zeh borer ein sefer l'mishem evin dvar meilu. And that's a clear thing that the reason that 50 was the amount of time it was fitting to get from when they were born as a new goof, born in the Madrigal's goof, to receive the Torah. They went out of Mitzrayim, they became a goof, but they then had to grow up till they could get to the Madriga of a Seichel Nivdah. And that's they had to count to 50, and the fifth, but the 50 is not one of the things they count. If 50 would have been one of the, if they actually counted the 50th day, then it, counting the 50th day would have been expressing that the 50th, the 50 is actually connected with the 49. But we're saying that the 50 essentially is a number which is separate, which is nivdal from the 49. So he's explaining that Torah is given on the 50th day, but they don't count that because of the same reason that the Torah is given that day, because you don't count the 50th day because it's separate from the 49, because 49 represents all of the different midos of the physical world, and the 50 is something separate from that. Kamoi hasechel shehu nivda. Now, since because of this process that we're explaining, where there was a period of growth from being born from Madriga's goof, and then going up to the Madriga of Seichel Nivdal on the Yom Chamishim, so on Tes Zayin Nisan, on the first day of the Sfira, they brought a korban of Sa'arim. The tsurim are gufanim, are physical, are represent a physicality, a bodily physicality. Kehem meichel behema. The tsurim were are something which is animal food. The korban zeh biyom rishon shel sfira ki guf hu muchan lekabel madregas asecha. Kamoish is bar lifnei zeh ki yefshel l'torah rak sheyeh lo mekabel gashmi. So the body is the kli, the vessel, which accepts that, which on which the Torah is chal, the Torah applies to it and is given into that vessel. But the ma'alas haseichel yefshe shaliyeh b'lo mekabel klal. Rak tzarich lemekabel gashmi. It has to have a physical. The seichel has to have a physical vessel to be chal in. L'kach ha'yom arishon min ha'chamishim yesh kan akrovus oimer min ha'sarim shumaychel chomri k'neged neisei ha'Torah. So the first day of this process of going toward to the Kabbalah Satara is also part of the process, and that's where there's a specific korban representing the body, the physical body, the animalistic body, which is the vessel of the which is nois the Torah. That's what carries the Torah. The body carries the Torah. Shehu haschalas haschalal the Torah, meaning the Torah itself is seichel nivdal. But the Seichel Nivdal is given to physical people, and physical people have a physical body, and there's a process of growth to get to the level of Seichel Nivdal, which begins with the Hakarvus Ha'Emer. Over Yom HaChamishim Shu'atzeres, and on Shavuos itself, on the 50th day, then there's a different korban. She'az Hakarvus She'alechem in Achitim. Then there's a korban of Chitim, not Tzair. So why Davka Chitim? Ma'ichal Chitim who royal Adam HaSichli V'Frat. Chitim represent the intellectual capacity of the person. Like it says in the Gemara in Horius, Chamisha Dvorim Yafim LaTalmud, Ha'icha Pas Chitim, Ve'ein Tzarech Lehem Chitim Atzmon, the Gemara says. That Chitim are something which represents the intellectual capacity of people. That's why people eat Chitim and animals eat Tzarem. Because people, because of their intellectual capacity, for that is fitting the food of wheat. U'shteh Lechem Hayu Shel Chometz. And besides them being wheat, they're also chametz. There's two aspects of the shtei lechem, that they were wheat, that they're chametz, and that there's two of them. So why are they chametz? Now this is a fantastic, really amazing idea that he says now. On Shavuos, on the day of Matan Torah, there's a korban of chametz. So what does chametz represent? Chametz represents is always represents the Yitzhar. And everything in the world is tachas madregas madregasa. That is tachas the madrega of Torah or mesudah mimena. The Torah is what's mesader everything in the world. What does it mean to mesader in the world? So it means it gives structure. We said before the Torah is the tzura of the chaim of the world. I know the Torah sets up how everything should be in the world, how to behave in every situation, the role of every item in the world in its true purpose. That's how the Torah gives seder to everything in the world. The afa chometz shu yitzhara, even the yitzhara has a place in the seder that the Torah gives the world. That the Malach HaMavis, even his existence, is something which has a place in the Torah. We said in the previous parak that's why it said there was a specific time for Adam to go out of Gan Eden. So the Maharal said, because even Malach HaMavis is something which is essential to the world. And in its being essential to the world, it's just that it had to come about through Chet, which is fundamentally essential. And therefore, he said that therefore, its place in the world is also defined by the Torah. V'asatan hu malach ha-mavis hu yetzer hara, v'zeh sheyesh la'akriv shtei lechem min ha-chometz, saying that to bring shtei lechem from chometz on Shavuos expresses the extent of the totality of the tzura of the Torah on the world, that it gives everything its rightful place, even the Yetzer Hara. Even the Yetzer Hara has a place in the Torah. So he says then, Mesechus Kedushin, Vesamtem, says in Mesechus Kedushin, Vesamtem, the Torah is called, it says in it, Vesamtem, Samtam, the Gemara Darshins. It is, Nimshal Torah, Kesam Chaim. Mashal Adam Shehika says that it's like a life-giving medicine. La Adam Shehika is benoy makigdeil, like a man who gives his son a great patch, v'nich v'tiel gabo, and puts on it a bandage. V'amrlo, and he says to his son, b'ni kolzman shiratia zu agabe amaka, oichal mashin eshanoscha. As long as you have this bandage on the wound, you can eat whatever you want. You can bathe however you want. And if you remove it, then it'll get infected. Yeah, as long as if you take off the bandage, you'll be infected. I created the Yitzhara, and I created the Torah as the Tavlin to it. As long as you are Isaac and Torah, ain't attending some bad Yitzharah, then you are not given over into the hands of the Yitzharah. Shenemer haloi im teitiv says, like Hashem said to Cain. So im teitiv says, if you'll be teitiv, if you'll do tshuva, then you'll be able to be safe in Yitzharah. Im ain't attending Isaac and Torah. Attendim sarim biyodai adkan. This is the Gemara. If you don't do Torah, then you give it over to the hands of Yetzirah. Pirish Zeh explains the Maral, this is the Gemara condition. Ki lo yochol hayetz Yetzirah lishleit al hater. Yetzirah, if someone is Isaac in Torah, Yetzirah cannot be shulet on the Torah. Shehi seder hanim soim asherim nevroim olav. The Torah is itself the seder of all of the created things that are created through it. The Torah is haray sagab haray sabra alma. So that therefore the Torah gives the proper place to everything in the world. So nothing can possibly overcome the Torah. If someone's Isaac with Torah, they'll never be overcome by anything that was created with the Torah, anything in the world, including the Yitzhara. Lafika chatera, he tavon leitzahara. She'eino yochol limshoil al ha'odom ulahoitzis adam. The Yitzhara cannot take someone, cannot rule over the person and take him out of his proper behavior as defined by the Torah, until he's himself takes him out of this proper Seder, Dahainu, that he's not Isaac and Torah. If he's not learning Torah, so then he's not putting himself, he's not connecting himself to the Torah, which is gives the proper Seder, gives him the proper direction, how to behave in every situation, how to use everything in the Bria. If he takes him out of that Seder, then the Yitzhara can be Moshlan. But if he doesn't, as long as Isaac and Torah, so the Torah is kaveya for him, the tzura, and the proper tzura from himself and for his relationship with everything in the world. And then there's no mokum for the yitzhara, which the Torah itself gave existence to have any effect on him. Therefore, the Torah is such has a mila that the yitzhara cannot have any dominion on a person simultaneous to his asik and the Torah. Being Torah, but if there wouldn't be a Torah, then Shehiratiyah Yitzhara, which is itself like a bandage for the Yitzhara, Shelo Yuchal Hoytias Adam Chutz Min HaSeder, that's vis-a-vis that through the Torah, the Yitzhara cannot take someone out of the proper Seder. So then, if it wouldn't be for Torah, Lo Haya Nivra Yitzhara, then there wouldn't be a Yitzhara. Shelo Haya Yochal Adam Lavad Negda. Once if he doesn't have the structure that the Torah gives him, then he wouldn't have any way to stand up to the Yitzhara. So then there wouldn't be Yitzhara. Aval Torah, he shmir min Yitzhara. The Torah itself guards the Yitzhara. Olakach, b'yoyim matan Torah, hayu mevim shtei alechem. That's on the day of matan Torah. Specifically, they brought a korban of shtei alechem, shayu shel chometz, which, right? Asher Yitzhara, who saw Shabbos, the Yitzhara is referred to as Sosh Shabbos. So the Yitzhara is referred to as the chometz. Umitzad HaTorah, nimtzi Yitzhara, because through the Torah, it's Shaykh, there should be Yitzhara. So on the day of Matan Torah, it's fitting to bring a korban which is representing the Yitzhara, because without the Torah, it wouldn't even be Yitzhara. So that's why specifically on this day, that we bring a korban of chametz. In Leiken Lehanimsa, Mipnei She'en Yochel Lamed Negda. If it wouldn't be the Torah, there wouldn't be Yitzhara, because you wouldn't be able to stand up against it.
Question. Is the korban omer matzah or chametz?
Korban omer is matzah. It's matzah, which is matzah of serim. The only korban chametz is shtelechem. And whatever. There's lach mitoida. Those aren't.
So that fits well with the mahara then, because that's before what? Torah. Before Torah, there was no yetzer hara. No?
Right.
So it's matzah.
Only time they ever makriv a korban chometz is on shtelechem. Yeah. And by the only time is a korban tzibur of chometz on shtelechem. V'oid mer zeh ki ein tzorich laharchik. Oh, someone else wants to get in. Who's this? Admit. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I can hear you. It's your Yachmiel.
Oh, you came back over here. Great. Got it.
It fell down. My lost my internet.
Cool. Fine. Great. Bye. Okay. Oid Murze. Yeah. Okay. Oid Murze. Ki ein tzarech laharchik oisei imatera. Yeah. Not only we bring the carbon shtei lechem to express the fact that the Yitzhar can only exist with the Torah. But also, k'ein sarich laharchik oisei matara. Well, akach mitzvah laharchik chometz b'yoy matara. This is a really fantastic idea, which is that, as we said before, that with the Torah, one isn't affected by the Yitzhara, because the Torah gives the proper tzura to the world, to the person and to the whole world. And then, the Yitzhara is trying to push someone off the path, off the straight path of the tzura that the Torah gives. But as long as that can't be simultaneous, as long as someone is Isaac and Torah is defining the tzura for him, the path that he should take, and Yitzhara can't draw him aside. But they said that without the Torah, there wouldn't be Yitzhara, because he wouldn't be able to stand up against it, we said. But now he's saying, but even more than that, which is that with the Torah, as long as someone's Isaac and Torah, he doesn't have any need to push off the Yitzhara, to be marchigate her. It's therefore it's specifically on Shavuos we actually bring a korban of chametz of yitzhara. We can be over Hashem with the yitzhara, as long as we have the Torah. When we're ima Torah, you don't have to mark, which is an amazing idea. I remember, Rav Moshe Shapiro used to say that the pshat it says in the Gemara it says Chazal Darshan. It's brought in halacha that when you say v'havtus l'shem l'kecha b'chol levavcha, it's b'shnei yitzarecha. You should be oved Hashem, love Hashem, b'shnei yitzarecha, with your two yitzarim, with the yitzar tov and the yitzar ra. So he said that to be oved Hashem b'yitzar ra doesn't mean kvishas yitzar. To be able to Hashem b'yitzarah doesn't mean to not push off all desires of the yitzarah. It means to be able to Hashem with the yitzahara, to have a yitzahara of avodas Hashem, to be able to Hashem with the yitzar toiv and also the yitzarah. He gave examples of it from Chazal, from certain Gemaras, how you can have a yitzahara, you have a yitzahara for Torah, and he said, and there's a place to use the Yetzirah for Torah. Now, this isn't exactly that. This isn't saying you should have a Yetzirah for Torah. It's saying that when you have Torah, you don't have to be worried about, you don't have to be have to distance the Yetzirah because there's no place, you don't have to distance the Yetzirah because there's no place for, for the yitzhar to affect the person, which it would seem what he means to say, is that as long as someone's Isaac and Terah, yeah, you don't have to be as concerned. You don't have to be as concerned that the yitzhar is going to show that on a person. Someone who's Isaac and Terah doesn't have to be as worried about the yitzhar as someone who's not Isaac and Terah. Now, however, yeah, then he goes on to say, "Va'oid remez b'zeh." Masha Amru, call a galom echaveru yitzugal mameno. Now meidach, it says the Gemara in Sukkah, yeah, that however the greater the a person is, the greater is his yitzhara. So we just said a second ago that the Gemara is saying that someone who's eisgen tera doesn't have to be so concerned about the yitzhara. On the other hand, the Gemara says that the greater person is, the more of yitzhara he has. And we saw the Gemara brings a Maisa there, a famous Maisa there, the one the Amoraim followed this young a boy, a girl, and said that if he would have been in their situation, he wouldn't have been even the Nesayit that they had. So that seems to be in contradiction to this. Lakach Roish Yu Shnei Lachme Toida Batzeres Chometz Bezeu Iker Hatam. So he says that the also represents, like we said, the kolagol mechaveri yitzgadol menos. I'm not sure exactly how those two things can both be true. Mitzad echad kolagol mechaveri yitzgadol menos, and mitzad sheni. It says when you're icing her, you don't have to be so. So chayshesh neitzara. I'm not sure. I don't know if he brings me that here. Doesn't seem to ask this question here. Not sure. That sounds a bit contradictory to me. Like a shark come on us, right there.
Like a shark. Bringing it as a support. He says, Ad rem is bezeh. He's bringing this principle as a support for what he just said.
No.
Ad rem is bezeh. Sounds like a support.
Yeah, I'm confused by this point.
Why, you were saying it's a contradiction, but he's supposed to bring it as a support. No?
Yeah, I hear you saying. No, Oid rem is bezeh. I wouldn't read like that. Oid rem is bezeh. Dahainu in the korban of shelechem. Another thing is there's a remez in Shelechem for Kol Gadol Mechaveri Tzugal Menu. Unless the Shnei Lachmei Toida means, unless he means to say, the Shnei Lachmei Toida represent these two ideas. One, mitzad kol gadol mechavitzav gadol. One, mitzad the fact that in the Torah, one isn't chayish v'yetzarah. The two separate ideas. That's the two Lachmei Toida. It's possible also that that's what he means. So he said, like this goes back to the previous point we just said, that on other days we never bring korban of chametz, because yitzhara is meruchik from avodas Hashem. But on the day of Matan Torah, the Torah is shame of the person, and the Yitzhar is not shalit on him, then we're not marchik it, and we can bring a korban of chametz. Ketzas Ramazna Lamaila, ki Moshe hishiv l'malochim, ki mipnei akina v'asina sheish betachtonim, l'kach roi lehem ha-Torah, k'moshev roi lamala, l'kach hayu shtei alechem shel chametz, the Hainu, that not only is it that with the Torah, because there's a Torah, there is a Yetzirah, and without the Torah, there wouldn't be a Yetzirah at all, and the Torah protects us from Yetzirah. But Moshe said to the Malachim, right, when he went up to, it says, he said, when the Malachim said, why are you giving the Torah to the Tachtonim? Moshe Rabbeinu said to them that they don't have kina, they don't have sinna, they don't have taivas and all these things. And I know that he was saying, like the Maral explains before, that the Torah is like he explained, the Torah is a sichli, is a sichli thing. It's a madrigas chamishim of a seichel muvdal. However, the Torah has a kli of the goof. He said the Torah is a seichel which is given to be expressed in the world, in to be given to people, that it should be the tzura of the people with their yitzah, with their midos, and with the chesrenas of people and the yitzahara that it was given to them. That is what the Torah is, and that through. Only because of the kina and the sina that we have, is it right in the Torah, and not the Malachim, who didn't have those things. So that is also, so he's saying, that is a seemingly separate idea, which is that the Yetzirah represented in the Chometz of the Shtei Lechem is the reason that we are the Mekabel of the Torah. And he continues that right now. We're just gonna finish this bit now. Yesh oid tam. One second. That's really, I mean, we'll do that. That might be actually a bit of a separate point. No, let's finish it because it is really this one point. Let's just finish up with the Shtei Lechem, which is that Yesh oidam lama shayu shtei lechem chametz. Another reason they're chametz, besides they represent Yitzhara, which is what the Torah comes to, is both the reason that we have the Torah, and all that's the nature of the Torah is that it gives tzura to the tachtonim, which have Yitzhara, and also it is the source of its existence, Yitzhara, and it's also that which protects the Yitzhara. Amnam yesh oidam, and we don't need mark the Yitzhara, and we have the Torah. But there's another time that the Shtei Lechem Chametz, it says Hakol Moedim Atzeres Dvinim Lechem, that everyone agrees that Atzeres you need Lechem. You need to have Simchas Yom Tov, and other Yom Tovim you could fast and not on Shavuos. Shu Yom Shnat Ntoyel Yisrael. V'zeh ki Hayom Hazeh Atachtinim Hemeker. B'mesh Yorad Hashem Yisbarach Im Kol HaElyonim LeTachtinim LaSeis Torah LeTachtinim. It is the day that Hashem is Yod al Sinai. There's going to be a whole paragraph about that coming up. It says the Hashem is Yurid with all the Malachim down to the Tachtonim to Har Sinai to give the Torah. Vine Shara Yamim Tachtonim Ponim El Yoinim Kamosha Roy. All the rest of the days is that we our avoda is klape mala. We turn to Shemayim to serve Hashem and to pray to daven the mitzvahs and the lentera in our avoda of his iris from here. The yom hazeh, but shvuas is the opposite. That there was a matan Torah, there was a haifah, there was a yirida of the Shemayim to give the Torah to the tachtonim. The yom hazeh appointed al yonim latachtonim. You can see the yerid Hashem Har Sinai. Lefigach b'yom hazeh nivchar hachametz she'adam shabaya hachametz ikar b'yom hazeh. The Torah is being they're coming down to our place to give the Torah to us. Then we are this is the day that there is the direction is towards man and man is the ikar. We think of Shavuos as being this big spiritual day of separation of it's not that it's that Shavuos is a day of where we're in Shemayim. It's not Yom Kippur. Shavuos is the day that the Shemayim comes to us to give us the Torah. V'yem hazeh yopayim al yonim ha-tachtonim because v'yir ha-shem ha-sinah l'fich v'yom hazeh nivcha chometz she'adam sh'ba chometz ikar b'yom hazeh. V'ayu sh'tayim, why two? V'yimoyim sh'nei kivzei atzeres l'zevach shlamim. There's two lechem and two kivzei atzeres. V'yipnei ki yom hazeh ha-kodesh baruch ha-yopayim al yonim hazeh v'loy nimsa v'kol ha-kabonis shalmei tzibur ki'im atzeres. Dainu, this is the two represents the noisen and the makabel. Like we said before, that was the union of shlishi. Chodesh Shlishi is the connection of the Nais and the Makabel. So this day represents has the aspect of the two sides. That's the Shtei Lechem and the Shnei Kivzei Tzeres. And Malay Nimsa B'Kol Karbonos Shalmei Tzibur Kiim B'Tzeres. Never, no other time is there Shlamim B'Korban Tzibur except for on Tzeres. What's a Shlamim? Shlamim is the reason Shlamim is Shalom B'Elyonim B'Tachtonim. Because some of the korban is hukta in the mizbeach, Lashem, and some of it is nechel to the bialim here to the korban to the klai yisrael to the and v'zem ipnei ki yom hazeh yesh shalom v'chibur l'yonim tachtonim. That is what Shavuos is of Matan Torah. There's this shlemus, this connection and shalom between heaven and the earth. V'yesh achila l'mizbeach v'zehu l'gvoya. V'achila la'adam ki b'yom hazeh b'inan lachem b'rushim arishenim burim. Shalom Tov. So that's what we said about Shtei Lechem. Shtei Lechem represent their chometz, representing the Yitzhara, that the Torah is the source of the existence of the Yitzhara, and it's the Tavlim which protects us from the Yitzhara, and someone who's Eisken Torah, Mitzad Echad, despite the great Yitzhara he has, right, but mitzad sheni, it protects him from the yitzara because it gives him the proper tzura that the yitzara can't push him aside if he's being oisgenter. And it's also too, besides being chometz, to represent the noisen and the mekabel of the Torah who are connecting on matan Torah b'shlemus. That's why it's a shlamim, and that they specifically that the alyonim were pointed to the tachtonim. Hashem was yored al Sinai. Towards us, his arusa de la ela, towards us, not like our regular verdict, which is from us towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's why kuli alma binim lechem. That's why we have chometz representing the adam as a korban on Shavuos, and two representing this connection of the yonim tachtonim of Kodesh Baruch Hu being pointed towards us on Shavuos. And that's all for tonight. Tomorrow night, stay here.
Cheer.
For
great cheer.
What's that?
Great cheer.
Thank you. So we have to get you another screen here, so you'll be our third screen. All right. Thank you very much.
I'll see you. Beautiful.
Good night.
Night.
Night.